Now, new figures from the Central Statistics Office show the rate of property price growth eased significantly last year. Adam McGuire from our business staff joins me now. So prices continued to go up, but not by so much. Is that the bottom line for last year, Adam?
Essentially, yeah. Across the country, prices rose by 6.5%. So a fairly robust pace of growth by any measure, but it is almost half the rate that was seen in 2017. That was 12.1%. And if you take a closer look at the figures, you can see an even more pronounced slowdown. At Dublin, for example, prices up 3.8% last year compared to 11.6% in 2017. That actually means Dublin was the slowest growing region of the country, but Dublin also remains the most expensive county for property, average prices of more than €446,000 last year. So it seems to suggest that properties in Dublin are reaching the limits of what can be borrowed under central bank rules, and as a result the rest of the country is kind of creeping ahead a little bit.
So not quite daylight, but possibly dawn. What's the prospect then for the way prices will trend in the year and months ahead?
Well, most forecasts suggest continued price growth for the foreseeable future. Of course, things like Brexit could knock that off, certainly in some regions of the country. But I think it's those central bank rules that are going to have the biggest influence. So the expectation is we'll see Dublin prices continuing to ease, possibly even level or drop off in some parts of Dublin, and the rest of the country continue to grow at a faster pace.
Actually, it's interesting. Well, I think one of the Brexit predictions, we were talking about it last week, that possibly 20,000 people would be adding to the search for accommodation here in Ireland. So it's interesting to think it impacts impacts on everything. Adam, thank you very much indeed. Adam McGuire of our business staff there.